Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, the voice of liberation, broadcasting from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to around the world. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano, and this is your antidote to popular talk radio. This broadcast is being brought to you live on Thursday morning, May 10th, 2012, it's now 6:31 a.m. Central Daylight Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good morning, everyone. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call toll-free 888-773-4496. That's 888-773-4496. You may still access this program through our Blog Talk Radio number 646-652-4620. Send us your email anytime to comments@libertytalkradio.com. I'd like to hear from you. I promise I'll respond to every email. No one will be ignored, especially those who disagree with me. You can now listen to Liberty Talk Radio on 1170 KFAQ AM, live on Sunday mornings at 6 o'clock Central Time. It gets rebroadcasted at 7 o'clock, 7 in the evening on Saturday. That's the following Saturday. This show, I think you'll really enjoy the show. I try to inject a lot of comedy into it. It's just very interesting. It's a commercial broadcast. It's the big one. You know, it's the one with Glenn Beck and Laura Ingraham and everyone. And I'm proud to be on 1170 KFAQ. It's an incredible challenge. I'm enjoying it immensely. I hope it does last, and I hope they're very pleased with the dimension and the uniqueness that I bring to radio, rather than adding to another good talk radio program. And they have several great ones there, you know, with Jerry Doyle and Mark Levin. Of course, you know, there's Glenn Beck and the others. They're excellent. They're polished, well. Educated on the issues. They do an excellent job. You may agree or disagree with them, but they are professional. They do a fabulous job. I just do something very, very different. I hope it just works out for them and for myself at the same time. By the way, I also encourage you to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website and Sutton-Associates. That's SUTTON-Associates.net and sign up. In his monthly newsletters and podcasts, Andy discusses economic issues and how they affect you. For your daily commentary on current issues, I suggest that you read the briefs by Paul Jacobs, Common Sense. Just go to thisiscommonsense.com. Liberty Talk Radio broadcasts are archived and available from our website as well as iTunes. You may also follow us on Twitter at Liberty Joe. Lastly, I would like to remind our listeners to subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on the subscribe icon. Good morning, everyone. That's a lot of words first thing in the morning. Boy, you know, I got to shorten that. That's just much too long. I guess all that stuff is on the website, I should say. Go to the website if you want to learn anything about the station, where to go and what we do. It's there. Bingo, you know. I want to mention that we are now broadcasting again on 1170 KFAQ. I am really pleased to be. That's a commercial broadcast. It's nationwide. The times that I broadcast, they zap up the wattage of the station. I really don't understand all that stuff. But since it's AM, they can increase their wattage. There's only one of, I believe, what I've been told by this other fella, one of five stations that have the capability of doing this for national security purposes. And I'm just pleased to be on such a big station with all those fine talk show hosts. It is an absolute honor and a privilege. I am enjoying it immensely, although it's very trying, as you can imagine. What do I think about all day? What I'm going to say the following week. And I really want to make this broadcast very, very different. I mean, incredibly different. They have plenty of professionals who talk about the issues, and they do a good job, and they examine the issues, and they try to present them to the public in an unbiased manner as possible. There was no reason for me to add to that. There was really no value that I brought to the station if I just talked about the issues. So I decided to talk about concepts, and I decided to lace it in a tremendous amount of humor. As I told a friend of mine the other day, 90% of my message is the carrier and only 10% is the actual message, but I hope they enjoy listening to it. I enjoy saying it, talking about it. I make up stories. They're all one more outlandish than the other. My objective is for people to listen in and say, this man is absolutely clinically crazy, but I have to listen to him again. And that's the important part. I want them to listen again. Only because although there's a lot of humor, a lot of craziness on the program, the message is very serious. The message is very, very serious. And we got to get this message out. We have a problem, folks. And the problem is not with the government. The problem, let me repeat this, the problem is not with our government, the problem is with us. We have met the enemy, and it is us. Now, it may not be you in particular, but it's those people around you. It are those people around you who, you know, complain about the government and then decide, well, I couldn't find a job, so I applied for a job at the TSA, and now when you go to the airport, your friendly neighbor is now, you know, have his hands in all your wife's cavities. And then you say, well, hey, Bob, what are you doing? Get your hands off my wife. It's my job, you know. I got to do that. It's my job. You know, I've been trained to do this. I can't, you know. You see what happens, folks? You understand? The enemy is us. The enemy is not the government. There is no such thing as the government. That's a euphemism. There's no such thing as government at all. There are people. We lose sight of that. Well, the government ain't doing that right. You know, if I was the government, I change things around all that. You know, and that's garbage because you can't be the government. You could only be who you are. And we hear this hundreds of times a day. You listen to talk radio, you hear it 1,000 times about the government. There is no government. It's people. It's your next door neighbor. It's when you go, when you travel, and you get online, the person who is groping at you, is touching you all over, you know, may not be your next door neighbor, so he seemed like, oh, he's the government. But what if that person was a good friend of yours? And this person's being watched to make sure he does his job right, and he needs his job. The job market out there is still lousy. And the jobs that he could get pay much less than they did before. Now, this job pays well with all sorts of benefits and all this. But really what they're paying for, folks, don't kid yourself. The reason why they're paying him is to become a subject of the state, a tool of the state. So he will obey. He won't disobey because he may lose his job. If he loses his job, he loses all these benefits and his good pay, and he can't find a job like that anymore. You see what I mean, folks? It is not the government, it's us. It's going to be your neighbor filling up your wife. Not some unknown, undisclosed individual. It's going to be your neighbor. They say, well, it's not my neighbor. What's the matter with you? You're joking. Sorry, I don't have enough neighbors to do that. Yeah, but it's not your neighbor, but it's somebody else's neighbor. Well, if I see Marianne come around here, I won't touch at all. You know, I'll make sure I don't touch at all. They won't know the difference. Yeah, that's garbage. It doesn't make any difference. That's where the outrage is. You know, you heard that expression, we have met the enemy. And it's us. It's us, folks. I'd like to hear from you. 888-773-4496. That's 888-773-4496. Oh, by the way, we got a telephone number that I got for the station. It's really neat. Write this down, but don't call this now. You won't get anywhere. It's 855-866-1170. I love the number. Anyway, I got that number. I paid for it myself because I love it so much. And it's a great number for the station. It's toll-free. And I hope we do get a lot of callers. But right now, you got to call in 888-773-4496. I'd like to hear from you. Tell me what you think about that. One day you have a friend, you're barbecuing with him, you're having a great time. Oh, Bob's a nice guy, you know, he's a hell of a nice guy, you know. And
He wouldn't touch my wife. He's a God-fearing Christian man, you know. I wouldn't do that. That wouldn't that. He wouldn't do that at all, you know. You know what I mean? He's a good man. Hey, look at my wife while I'm walking around. You know, he knows I punch him in the nose. He did that.
But let him lose his job and put him with the TSA. And that's, I know people who've done that. Personally known people who have done that, taking jobs with the TSA because they couldn't find a job. Then when my wife gets online, they're filling up my wife. You think I'm going to have barbecue with him again? And that's how you bifurcate America. You divide it. It's not you that's doing it. It's what you do that does it. And you do it because the government places you in a position where it makes you desperate. But today we do not have the guts. We do not have the guts to say, forget it. I'm not doing it. I'd rather starve than work for the TSA and have my neighbor fill up my wife. But no, we don't do that. We go, well, looks like I got a job at the TSA. It's a pretty good job, you know. I go over there, I fill up all these girls. You know, I'm only kidding, you know what I mean. No, I don't know what you mean. We have met the enemy. It is us. No one else. We don't want to realize that because we don't want to criticize ourselves. We're perfect. The rest of the world is wrong. That's me. You're talking about me. I'm perfect. Everybody else is wrong. And if you think you're any different, you're lying to yourself. Really, just a couple of years ago, I was biking with a guy. He said he couldn't find a job. He got a job with the TSA. So he's applying with the TSA. I got so damn angry I couldn't see straight. I couldn't bike with that guy anymore. He gave in to the system. The system sucked him in like a vacuum. And my wife, every once in a while, has to fly. I hate when she flies. She's an audiologist. She has to go to a conference. She has to fly. You know, we're in Tulsa. It may be in Seattle or something. You know, I mean, you can't take a bus. Take it 2 weeks. So she flies. And she has a choice. Either go to be radiated and look through, you know, naked in the radiation thing, or having some person fill her up. And folks, this is our government protecting us, making our life better. Those people in the government start a war. They get people so angry that we have to start filling up our own citizens when they fly. I don't know, where the heck is the outrage? Now, I titled this program, I Want a Refund. And what I meant by that is I want a refund, I want my money back from the government. I don't like what they do, I'm dissatisfied with their service. If I go to a company and I'm dissatisfied with their service, I return the product, or they refund my money. And they refund my money. If it's a service, they apologize, they give my money back, and they may do it again for free. But no. You see, the government has it made. What they do is they screw everything up, and then they take even more money from you. Because they need more money to make it right. And the jerks that we are, we do it. I want a refund. And I'll talk more about that after station identification.
You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Political talk derived from a historical perspective. Not always palatable, but good food for thought. Pure libertarian talk with host Joe Cristiano. LibertyTalkRadio.com.
Good morning, everyone. This is Joe Cristiano. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Our toll-free number is 888-773-4496. That's 888-773-4496. Love to hear from you. We're talking about the outrage. Oh, by the way, our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. comments@libertytalkradio.com. Please write to me with your opinion, especially if it's an opposing opinion, and I'll read it on the air, or I will do something with it. I will be very nice. I won't get angry or anything like that. I just get angry when I think of what's happening to this nation. I would appreciate, sincerely appreciate, even those comments that are contradictory to what I'm saying, or disagree, because it gives me food for thought, and I don't know everything. Not yet. Folks, the title of this broadcast is I Want a Refund. Think about this for a second. Just think about this. I'm only going to make this a half-hour broadcast today because I'm really tired. But think about this for a second. It has been estimated that the White House fully costed. The White House fully costed. That's what the, if you put in the jet planes to fly the president around, his trips overseas, all the interns, the pages, everyone they have there, and everything that they do, fully costed, is $1 billion a year. Billion dollars a year. $1 billion a year. I mean, that's a staggering amount of money. That would be a staggering amount of money for our budget. That's how much it costs to run the White House. That's how much it costs to run the White House. They say every time the president leaves the White House and has to go somewhere and fly, costs at least $1 million. It used to be $1 million, probably more than that now. Every time he had $1 million. When he goes to a city, the city has to arrange for security from the air that's above the city, all the way down to the tarmac, to the landing place, to the runway, to the tarmac, everything. Every street that he goes to has to be cleared out, has to be examined, has to be filled with soldiers and FBI agents and CIA and, you know, policemen and whatever. It ties up the entire city. Everything comes to a screeching halt. If you ever want to commit a crime, go to a city where the president is. All their resources will be there to protect the president. Protect the president. As if he needs more protection than I do. Oh, no. As if he's more deserving than I am. Why does he get protection? People walking around him with automatic arms, you know. And he wants to take my gun away because he doesn't like people carrying guns because it's dangerous. I think he's dangerous. And I think the people carrying the guns are dangerous. Not me. But the outrage is that we pay for it. We pay for it when he goes on the trail campaigns. He campaigns. He lives in the... He doesn't stay... Folks, I got to tell you, he doesn't stay at the Motel 6. He stays at the top places everywhere. We pay top dollar for this king. For this monarch. Not only him, but every one of them. We pay for it. We! If you didn't vote for him, makes no difference. You're paying for his campaign anyway. I pay for the president's campaign every time. We all do. Because every time he leaves, every time he says a word, every time he's on TV, we pay for it. That's why no elected official, no elected should ever, ever be given the opportunity or be permitted to run for office for re-election. Now, you know I'm a free person. You do whatever you want. But the reason why I say that is because they're not using their money. They're using my money. Remember, I believe, do whatever you want, provided it does not infringe upon the equal rights of others. When he re-elects, he's infringing on my rights. He's taking my money. And he's going around flying all over the place, making stupid speeches. Stupid, stupid, stupid speeches. I mean, you couldn't diagram the stupid sentences. They make no sense whatsoever. There's no meaning whatsoever. People are so stupid these days and ignorant, they vote for him because, the president said, they don't know what the hell he said. They vote for him, and you're paying for it. And then you pay through the nose when he gets into office. Isn't that a great system, folks? I'm telling you, all the people who think it's a great system, call in. Call in, 888-773-449. Say, great system. How would you like to have a job like that? That's why no one should have a second term. No one. If you run for office, it's on your own dime. If you want $50 to put an ad somewhere, you got it. Yourself or some of your supporters have to pay for it. No money whatsoever from the government. None. And once you're in, it's all over. That's it. It's over. You serve once. And that's it. None of this garbage where, he's been a 17-term senator, Oh, come on. The guy started with his 24, he's now 83, he's still a senator. But, my work's not done yet, it's just not, I'm just getting, I know I'm 93 years old, but I'm my work is just beginning. And the country needs to be more than ever. That's why I run for office. Oh, my God, what garbage. What absolute garbage. And guess what, folks? Guess what? We buy it. We buy it every time because we're so damn ignorant. All we do is repeat because we watch Dancing with the Stars and reality shows every night, and we think that's life. I just don't understand where we are. People say, I'm proud to be an American, I'm not proud to be an American. I'm proud. Cow, come on. Maybe in 1903 I would have been proud to be an American. 1903, not 2000. 1903. Now, proud to be American? I'm embarrassed to be an American. Oh, my son's out there. He's out there. He's going to give his life for freedom in this country. There is no freedom in this country. And the only reason why he's going there is because he didn't think twice before he went. If he thought twice, he'd say, what the hell am I doing? This makes no sense. But no. We got to be proud. I'm proud we're going to go there and kill some people. Yeah, kill all those bad people. I don't understand it. I just don't. I'm going hoarse. My voice is going hoarse. Please, call in. 888-773-4496. When you call in, you can listen on your phone. Dial 1 to make your comment and criticize the hell out of me. It's fine. Just give me a break. 888-773-4496. Comments at libertytalkradio.com. Comments at libertytalkradio.com. Let me hear from you. Last week on KFAQ, I had a caller who disagreed with me. He was a returning soldier from Afghanistan. And he disagreed with my premise. A great guy. His name is Mikey. Mike. I call him Mikey. I shouldn't do that. But the New Yorkers are permitted to do that because hey, Paulie, Mikey, hey, Nicky, it's never, we have names for everybody. Hey, Nicky Beans, Louis Fisheyes, hey, everyone has a name. I was Joey Popcorn. Everybody has a name, and that's, you grow up that way, you call everyone that way, Anyway, he disagreed with what I was saying. Don't know what I was saying at the time, but he disagreed. But what was interesting, the part of the conversation that was interesting, and we left on good terms, by the way. Although he disagreed with me, is that he kept on changing the subject. I was talking about how we applaud murder today. The first anniversary of the killing of Osama bin Laden. Yay, ding dong, the witch is dead, the witch is rich, the witch is rich. We applaud murder now. I went through a half hour of applauding murder. And he said, I disagree. We went there, we're fighting for the freedom. I said, what are you talking about? He couldn't say. I mean, he couldn't. And every time I asked him a question, I said, I don't understand what you're saying. Can you clarify what you're saying by the statement? He went on to another subject. I said, hey, Mikey, wait. You just changed the subject. I said, go back. The dots are moving. I can't follow more than one dot at a time. Stay on the dot. You started this. This is what you said. Stay on that dot. Then he says something like, well, let's take Hitler. I said, no. The dot just moved way over. I said, stay on the dot. And every time I got him to focus back on what he originally said, he eventually said, oh, I think you got a point there. I see. He said, I see. Something like that. He said, oh, I see. In other words, he had to examine what he was saying, because what he was saying, he realized, made no sense. But it was a good, great soundbite.
Well, what about Hitler? You know,
what about Hitler? I mean, what does that have to do with the conversation we're having now about murder? The concept of murder. That's what I was talking about, is the concept of murder. Didn't say that Osama bin Laden was a good guy and should be free. Didn't say that. I talked about the concept of murder. But they couldn't understand that. They couldn't get that in their heads. That should bother us. We're a nation now that may have a new national holiday, and that's the killing of Osama bin Laden. And on the radio program, I said, yeah, we'll call it Murder Monday. Ha-ha, isn't that nice ring? Murder Monday. All the kids get cupcakes in school because it's Murder Monday. Well, how about this? National Homicide Day. Or Kill for Kicks. And the for is not F-O-R, it's F-O-E. You have to play words, you know, you kill your foe. You kill for kicks, you know. See, I like those little things, you know. Government does that. And then we come out with all these things. Oh, Kill for Kicks Day. Yay, let's have a picnic. It's a national holiday. We make pancakes and stuff like that. Oh, we have such a good time. We've brain rot. Total brain rot. When we get, and we are there, folks. Not that we're getting there. We are there. I'm sure I'm speaking to some people going, this man's crazy. What's the matter with this boy? He need, you know, his mother must have dropped him when he was a young kid or something like that, a child. They never got him fixed. It's all wrong. You know, he's a wrong guy. You know what I mean? You know, but it doesn't take much to realize that you should be getting a refund from the government, and those bums should all be driven out of office because they're taking too much money. They make hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions. Guy goes into office, he's a regular Joe Blow, regular net worth of $43,000, including his house and his car and his kids and everything like that, and his wife's jewelry. You know, 2 years later, net worth $16,465,000. How did that happen?
Well, you know, he's a very effective congressman, you know.
I mean, how did that happen? How do you go from rags to riches? That's what, Washington, they should change the name. Rags to riches, capital of the world. I like that. I got to write that down. Hold on, folks. I got to write that down. Rags to riches, rags. I'm going to do that. I'm going to mention that this Sunday. Rags to riches, capital of the world. Ah, I love it. Oh, I have to write it down because I don't write that. You know, I say, oh, it's a great idea. That happens to me at night. You know, I get this idea. It's a brilliant idea. Oh, it's so great. It's such a good idea. I'm so excited about it. I can't ever forget. I get up the next morning. I have no idea what it was. None. I got to get up and I have to write down. I have to write the whole thing down, explain it to myself, or it's gone. And it's usually a pretty good idea. And it happens about 2:15 in the morning. Ever happened to you that way? It drives me nuts. Let's stop for station identification.
You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Political talk derived from a historical perspective. Not always palatable, but good food for thought. Pure libertarian talk with host Joe Cristiano. LibertyTalkRadio.com.
Folks, this is Joe Cristiano. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. We have about 15 more minutes, actually, of bandwidth. You know, I was going to cut up after half hour, but I'll just go a little bit longer. I always stretch out a little bit. I always feel guilty doing a half-hour program, and it seems to be so short, and time goes so fast. Something I want to bring up. I was watching the movie A Noble Lie by two fellows in Oklahoma City, and they did a tremendous job. You know, it is so sad when you watch a documentary such as that, they have so much compelling evidence that indicates everything we know about the Oklahoma City bombing. I think it was 1995, Oklahoma City bombing of the Murrah Building. It just didn't exist. Like everything else, it didn't exist. And they bring out, I'm not going to go through it, you really should, a noble lie. Watch the movie. Buy the movie. Support them. They put all their heart and energy behind it, their own personal money, and they produce this documentary, which is world class. And here we are, the killing of all these children, and it leaves us, if anything, if you're the type that says, oh, you're a conspiracy type guy, aren't you? You walk around, you live in a basement somewhere, don't you, in a dark corner. You know, if you think that's the way people are who question the government, when you watch this documentary, it'll change your mind. It is a travesty that people, especially children, can be killed and mutilated because of a government agenda. I mean, it's incomprehensible. I cannot comprehend that. I cannot believe that. I know in my heart that's what happened. It is just difficult for that to come to my brain and have a realization. And, of course, everyone would think, oh, these guys are nuts, and these guys are wacko commos or something like, you know. No. You know what they are? They're red-blooded, pure Americans. They're dissidents. They want to know the truth. And, folks, I hate to tell you this. You say you want to know the truth. You can't handle the truth. You know it, and I know it. I mean, I find the truth to be incredibly distasteful, very difficult to swallow, and repugnant. The truth. That's the truth for you. Repugnant, distasteful, and difficult to swallow. But what do we do? What do we do? We take this in. We regurgitate it, we change the meaning around, and that's the end of that. Folks, we really need to stop being weenies in the brain and wake up and stop believing that the government is there for us. It ain't there for us. When you get a senator who gets elected or a congressman and he has a net worth of $43,000 and in 2 years he's worth $41 million, you know, there's a problem. It wasn't his paycheck. And they all live like kings. The servants, those civil servants, the people who are serving the public live like kings while we struggle. And we pay for it. I want a refund. I definitely want a refund. Just think of all the things the government does. All the waste. You think when somebody comes in from out of town and they treat them out to dinner, they go to Cracker Barrel? No, they have the best restaurants. Everything is set up. I mean, what it would cost for one dinner, you and I couldn't afford in a year. Well, it makes no difference. They're congressmen. They're senators. They're important. They're not public servants. They're important. The way we treat people is important. You know, when people say, they ask them questions, they never answer the questions. They always have these euphemisms, these terminology. I'm going to do a program on Sunday about the term, you know, cautiously optimistic. Well, tell me, Senator, what is your opinion of this particular event going on? And he'll say, well, Jane, well, I'm cautiously optimistic. What a garbage term that is. What absolute garbage that is. And we buy it. We go, well, I guess he's calling out. He's up to, but you know, there's a reason for caution. And then we pay him a phenomenal fee. And it's not what we pay him. It's what he gets from lobbyists and all that. Hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. Money that you and I couldn't see in a lifetime. And we are paying for it. And we're not only paying for it by paying their salaries, but we pay for it because when those companies give the hundreds of thousands of dollars to the senators and the congressmen, all these other bums. We pay for it in the price of the food because they have to pay for it somehow. And the only way they can pay for it is to take the money from us. We are paying it. Think about it. We buy a can of beans. And in that can of beans, a certain amount is the payola to some elected official. It almost makes you want to, I'm not buying anything anymore. Screw it. I'm not buying anything. And you know what? That should be a great campaign. Let's start buying everything. Just think about it. If you start buying everything, they can't pay up, can't pay the senators and the congressmen. They can't influence Congress. Hey, we winners. We save money. We don't buy all that garbage, crap, food that's poison. You know, we grow our own food. Screw them. Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great if everyone in their backyard had a big garden and we were semi-quasi-self-sufficient? Could you imagine what would happen? You know, the elected official would say, hey, where's my money? I need my money, you know. I got a lot of these girlfriends and all that. I need the money, you know. Whiskey's getting kind of expensive, you know. And the company says, I'd like to give it to you, elected official, but I, you know, people stop buying my product. I'm always bankrupt. Well, you know, I'll put through some legislation that makes it illegal for people to grow their own food in their backyard, and then they'll be buying your product again. Then you can give me the hundreds of thousands of dollars that I rightfully deserve, because that's why I came into this office for. You know that. And you know, don't kid yourself. That's what would happen. There would be legislation. You can't grow your own food because the FDA hasn't approved the food for your ingestion. Think about that. Hasn't approved the food for your ingestion because you're growing it yourself. Has to be inspected first, and you need a license. You need a license to grow your own food in your own backyard. I know it's going to happen. And it's for your own safety, but it's not for your own safety. It's because the senator is not getting his cut anymore. I like someone to disagree with me. I like for someone to say, Joe, that's crazy. But maybe it sounds kind of crazy now. But it won't sound crazy after it's enacted and it becomes part of the fabric of America, the fabric of society, and become used to it. Just like everything else we become accustomed to. And then it seems right. The outrageous seems now to be appropriate. We go from outrageous to appropriate. And how do we get there? Because our brains are mush. We're watching reality shows and we're not thinking. Ask people to read a good article of 3 or 4 pages long of small print. Oh my goodness, I don't know if I have the time. I'm very busy. What, you're busy watching Dancing with the Stars? Turn the TV off! Folks, I can't do this anymore. I mean, really, I'm tired. I can't. I'm screaming every week, twice a week on the TV, on the commercial radio. You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't see any visible change. And it doesn't seem as if we are making any progress. Oh, yeah, a lot of people are getting really hacked off. But, man, are we in the minority. And when you're in the minority in this country, it's all over. If the government doesn't like you, you ain't getting any help at all. Look at the Ron Paul campaign. Ron Paul respectfully is saying what I'm saying. Respectfully says what I say. And not as dramatic, because they would lock him up if he did what I did. And you never hear from him. Never. Never gets any airtime. No news time. No debate time. Nothing. And yet, he goes into a city and they have a rally, and the place is a mob scene. Absolute mob scene of supporters. And not people you had to pay, oh, come over here and cheer, we'll pay you $5. I mean, voluntarily, people come there, and they go nuts, like I go nuts. The only problem, there may not be enough of us. And spare me, oh yeah, he'd like to see all the babies die and children starve and people starve to death. He's a cruel person. I don't like that man. He's got beady eyes. Oh my God, wait, you just stop it! Anyway, it's getting close to the hour. Our number is 888-773-4496. You got 1 minute. 1 minute with which to dial one. There's a couple of people on the line. A couple minutes with which to dial one and make your comment. I'll give you 1 minute. You have, starting now, you must dial one if you want to say something. If not, I'm going to go off the air because I'm going to lose my bandwidth in about 3.5 minutes. So make your voice known if you want to make it. If you want to make your voice known, make it known now. I'll take a call. In about 30 seconds, it'll be too late. Please do so. Folks, I'd love for you to also tune in on 1170 KFAQ Sunday morning. It's Sunday morning, 6 o'clock Central, 6 to 7. Believe it or not, I ask for early morning time. That's the only time I can broadcast. After that, I'm busy. My mind wanders. I have no idea what I'm doing. I can't. I was broadcasting at 10 o'clock in the morning. I told them, could not do it. By that time, I'm waiting around. I'm a wreck. I can't do it. I get up. I broadcast. I go to coffee. It works out fine. But the rebroadcast is 7 to 8 p.m. on Saturday evening. Do tune in to 1170 KFAQ. Wonderful people. The number for that show will be 855-866-1170. Not for this show, but for the commercial radio show. Only during live broadcast hours. And that would be Sunday between 6 and 7 Central Time. Okay, looks like our callers are listening in, but they don't have no questions. So with that, you know, I'll wrap up this program and bid you to think, please. Please think. I'd like you to think. And I know, and when you see people and programs, think about what I said. Think about your neighbor working for the NSA, the TSA, you know, the CIA, the FBI, you know, nice guy, you're barbecuing with him. Oh, great, makes great ribs, man. You know, he's the guy that's going to be spying on you. Remember that. And that's the destruction of a nation right there. And you're not doing, and we're doing it, not the government. We are the government, and we are doing it. Think about that, okay? This is the end of today's broadcast. We'd like to thank Rad Shaker's Audiology for the financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. Rad Shaker's Audiology is a family hearing practice at 3227 East 31st Street in Tulsa. They may be reached at 918-749-7711. Call them for all your hearing needs. You'll be glad you did. Folks, you can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you're either allowing your liberties to be taken away or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there is no middle ground. This is Joe Cristiano. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Stay well. Stay tuned.